Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome.
That's a lot of layers.
Thanks for taking it.
Like, what the
f-? Oh, no, you did it.
I do need the comfort of a man. I am using the show to fish.
I'd love to be a part of that.
It's a lot.
Slide into bed with us. It all starts right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. We've already started enjoying ourselves. Your VIP pass to cuddle parties and awkward apologies. Nina and Hunter are here after our very big Emmys night. I mean, Nina was busy doing other things during the day and didn't hang out with us at night. So, Nina, how are you doing today?
I'm so sorry. I missed after party, you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry.
Did you guys miss me? That's the big question. Did you miss me?
Of course we did.
We missed you. And we shouted you out on the show. And I don't know. This was the most typical man experience. I literally group texted us last night to basically engage and say, oh, we miss you so much. Hunter goes out loud in front of everyone, Morgan, you texted the group. No, Sherlock, you're not supposed to announce that. I wasn't just texting you. Like, you're texting Nina too. I'm like, I know. Thank you. So,
yeah.
Let's start.
Well,
right?
You guys,
that's a block.
Happy Monday. Yeah, no. We haven't caught up. All right. We have to start with Ellen finally returning to television, you guys. If they were giving out an Emmy for apologies, would this win most sincere or shit of the year? Check it out.
If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome. This summer, there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. We have made the necessary changes, and today we are starting a new chapter. The truth is, I am that person that you see on TV. I am also a lot of other things. Sometimes I get sad, I get mad, I get anxious, I get frustrated, I get impatient, and I am working on all of that. I am a work in progress, and I am especially working on the impatience thing because and it's not going well, because it's not happening fast enough. I will tell you that. If I've ever hurt their feelings, I am so sorry for that.
She got a laugh out of us, so...
She did. What did you guys think about this? What was your first impressions?
I mean, listen, coming off of not having any days off for the last week, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a little cranky myself, you know what I mean? And I think... I was a little hard on Ellen at first, but, you know, hearing her talk and actually address it helped.
So she's clearly done something right. I mean, after I watched her apology, I just was reminded about what a star she is. She handled it so well. I just don't like that she wore a turtleneck and a blazer. It felt like it was
I was about
clothing.
To say, she,
it was so
she
hot.
Literally tried to pick out the most innocent outfit that was still Ellen. She wore
it's
all white.
Little,
she tried to be like, look,
much.
I'm angelic.
Too much, you guys. It was too, like, you gotta pick one.
It's a little, if an outfit could be a little manipulative, that was a manipulative pick, I feel like.
Yeah.
Totally. I'm so glad we're all on the same page about that. I saw that, I go, that's a lot of layers.
It was the first thing I thought. I was like, a turtleneck and a blazer, huh? Okay.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. She looked like she was like
Steve
in a Philadelphia.
Steve Jobs at a wedding?
All right. Speaking of talk shows, Wendy Williams is back as well. Her season 12 premiere was today, and she is down 25 pounds, you guys. So Wendy has a message for all the single guys out there.
I do need the comfort of a man. By the way, I am using the show to fish. I mean, I'm doing this show for you and for me and for everybody around here, but in the back of my mind, I'm always wondering. I hope he's watching. You know, I'll hope he'll call and I won't get him involved. Like, it's not gonna be a public thing. It's just gonna be a me and him. How you doing, sir?
She looks amazing. Amazing. I mean,
she does look good. She looks good.
She looks good. Hunter, you would date a fan. But what is that? Is that ever a really good idea?
I'll tell you right now, I would never date a fan again. But you've been burned too many times, you know? I think it's different when, you know, you're at Wendy's level. A lot of people either know you and they like you, or they know you and they might not like you. But she's just popular enough where there's a good chance she's going to meet a guy who happens to really like her and follow her on social media. And I don't think there's anything wrong with dating a fan. I just think you have to make sure that they like you as a person, too, and not just as a celebrity.
Yeah. I don't think you can ever date a fan. I don't think it'll ever end well. I like Wendy. Obviously, I've been on her show a bunch of times. I just feel like after her divorce, she's just very vocal about the companionship that she needs. And it's a lot. It's a lot to, like, it's very vulnerable for sure. Mm-hmm. But it might, it comes across like a little bit like too
desperate.
Much. So I wonder, I don't know if it's desperation or just like the wanting of it, but I feel like it's going to attract a certain type of man, because I think when you show your vulnerabilities that much, people who want to take advantage of you are going to strike. So I think, you know, express it to the people who can actually do something about it. Like your friends that may have single friends, you know, that kind of thing. Like people, you know, but like taking it to the world could attract some users. Somebody's got to know something. You got to put the feelers out to the right people.
I'll help Wendy. I'm going to put some.
It's easy for Morgan.
Her.
Morgan seems to find them like they're just candy, you know, on Halloween. I don't know how she keeps picking up rings.
All right, we've waited long enough to talk Emmys. And the most important question of the night, if you could get drunk and crash any of the night's mini parties, which would you pick out of these, you guys? All right. Reese and Carrie's New Year's celebration. Ooh, okay, like that. Zendaya's hangout with her family and friends. Insecure's stadium party in Inglewood. Or Schitt's Creek and their Canadian prom. What are we thinking?
I'm
going with Insecure.
Hunty, you're not going with Insecure. You're going with Schitt's Creek, aren't you?
No, I'm going to go with Zendaya. I don't really mind if her family's there or not. I would just like to support her in this moment. I think, of all the moments, I mean, I feel like everybody obviously is very excited and thankful for their awards, but I feel like Zendaya really lost it at hearing her name, and I got to imagine that night was very fun for all of them. I'd love to be a part of that, and if she needs someone to hold the trophy for her while she walked around or hold her hand, I would have done it.
Such a gentleman, so chivalrous.
You're so supportive.
I think it's okay to date fans if you're Zendaya and I'm the fan. Let me just get that one out there. That's the exception.
Nina, why would you, why Insecure? Why the Inglewood Stadium? Why is that your place?
Oh, I just think the new stadium looks really cool. I've seen it on, Instagram. The fact that they had a whole stadium to themselves. I feel like that's maybe something I want to do one day, is be able just to run a football field with nobody in the stadium. It just seems like a good time.
That's all I want to do. Are you kidding? That's like my biggest dream. Have I ever told you that?
It seems like a fun place to have a party. And the Insecure group is fun.
It would be. Morgan, who would you pick?
I think probably, because Inglewood's not that far. I feel like it's local. I could still get up and do Daily Pop. I wouldn't be exhausted. And they would also be really fun and funny.
Priorities.
You know what I mean?
I'm glad you prioritized the whole thing.
We're all here fresh as a daisy. All right, we're moving on. And Emmy organizers were very cautious about handing out the awards. They made interns wear hazmat suits and wait outside where the nominees were gathered. It was exciting if you won, but extremely awkward if you lost, like Rami and Insecure.
Goodbye.
Thanks for being out.
Thanks
for taking it.
Can we get you anything? Hell. Okay, so sad or perfect for 2020? I mean, 2020 is just a completely different life force that none of us were ever prepared to handle.
Yeah, this is the only time where you want the guy in the hazmat suit to give you what he's got. Like, that mm-hmm. is a moment where I'm looking forward to touching him and grabbing the trophy.
Yeah. First of all, the tuxedo hazmat suits are something else.
I mean, mm-hmm. very well done, though. I like that. That was a good outfit. But it was funny when, like, you lost and he just walked by. I thought that was well done.
The waving at the window with Rami was pretty sad. But I'm glad that they all think it was funny. I definitely don't know if they would have made it out of my house. I'm chasing you down. I'm at least getting a photo or something with the statue.
Mm-hmm. We have to take a break, but it worked, you know? But up next, we investigate Kourtney Kardashian's favorite cuddle club, plus who was caught drunk and naked on a Zoom call.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pop, you guys. If you are an avid Poosh reader just like Hunter, you probably saw their latest mm-hmm. groundbreaking article. It's a deep dive on the benefits of cuddling and affection, which is something the Kardashians apparently struggle with. So Kourtney recently enlisted the help of a professional cuddler. Check it out.
Join me.
What is it? My initial reaction to the cuddle instructor is like, what the f-?
If you want to share a hug, please pay close attention to the person you're hugging. Enjoy. And if they back off, it's over. Let's give this a shot. Would you like a hug, Kourtney?
Sure.
Thank you.
Would you like a hug, Kim?
Sure. Yeah. I would.
Okay.
Court, would you like a hug?
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you guys into this? Would you find a class like this helpful or cringeworthy? Like, what's your gut this with this?
This, to me, is the entryway to hell. I'm not a big hugger, you know. Obviously, like, now with COVID, it's a whole different situation. In a relationship, I'm very affectionate with my partner. But other than that, I'm not big on hugging people.
I'm not either. I'm really not.
I do see the benefits. Like, they say if you just hug somebody, it's got to be a good hug. The way Nina
better.
And Morgan hug right now, I'll tell you, as someone who's hugged both of them at different times of our friendship, they're both ready to get out of the hug the second it starts. Nina will usually say, I don't want to be doing this.
Because
Morgan is kind of
asked at a weird time, like, we'll be standing in line to get coffee. And you're like, you want a hug? Like, it's
no
random.
No way do I
yes,
ask for a hug standing in line for coffee.
Yeah, you do.
No, it's usually in a moment where we're talking. No, I usually say, Nina, do you need a hug? And then Nina will say, F you. And then I'll say, Nina, that means you need a hug. That's the exact
right.
time you need a hug. And Nina will go, all right, this is your one hug for the month. That's verbatim. She at one point limited me to one hug
a
month.
Yes, you do get one a month. That's true.
We're not a hugely affectionate bunch, you guys. What can we do? But maybe we'll all get to a cuddle class one day. Yeah, he's insane. I don't really hug my close friends. I'm like you. I hug my partner.
The difference is, I think when you two hug, you do this thing. Like, even when you see each other, it's at, like, an event or something. You'll do, like, the girlfriend hug where you go, like, tap, tap, or kiss on the cheek or something, and that's the extent of it. But a real hug is when you pull the person in and you're trying to get their heart to touch your heart.
Their heart. Oh, God. Give me a break.
The therapy. You should try the therapy I'm doing. Okay.
You're a psycho.
You're a psychopath.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well, this is Hunter's, like, appeal to get people to DM him to say, we want to hug you. Don't fall for the okie doke, y'all. This is manipulative.
Another hobby people are getting into is DIY dentistry. Nuts. To save money, idiots on TikTok are filing down their uneven teeth themselves.
I'm about to do something really dumb, so I'm going to take you on the journey with me of filing my teeth.
So I've been seeing this TikTok trend all over the internet, and I'm here to debunk it. Should you file down your teeth with a nail file? If you destroy your enamel by filing down your teeth, you will never get it back. You may end up with extreme tooth sensitivity or even cause enough damage to kill the tooth.
I've never been more uncomfortable, and, like, I feel sick to my stomach right now.
The noise that makes, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I just don't understand. The TikTok is just a that place. That's why I stay off of it.
There's like a couple of things you can't get back, you know, like enamel on your teeth is one of those things. So it's like, once you lose that, it's gone, girl. And then you got to get a full-on fake tooth. This girl's going to be wearing dentures by the time she's 25.
I know.
To me is like, it's the final scene of Saw.
Are we old, you guys? Are we sounding like get off my lawn?
No.
Intelligent, well-adjusted young people giving good advice. If that's old, then you can call me old.
Oh, my gosh.
Finally, lockdown is giving us a glimpse into a lot of people's lives, and some of it we cannot unsee. So Florida teacher Edith Pride has a warning for all of you naughty parents out there. Boca's CBS 12 somehow managed to get this incredible story.
It started at this week's school board meeting when a Boca Raton teacher had some choice words for parents who misbehave in the background of virtual class.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else. When you're helping your children at the computer, please do not appear with big joints in your hands and cigarettes. The joint be big as a cigar. Oh, yes, we done seen it all.
Do we think that this is taking place everywhere, or do we think this is really just reserved for Florida parents raising their kids, doing their homeschool?
This is happening everywhere. I think this is happening. I think a lot goes on inside a person's home that you are not supposed to see. These Zooms are exposing a lot of people's business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys are going to see Scott Tweedy walking around here naked pretty soon, so I don't want to go ahead and, you know, judge before it happens to me. Some parents don't understand that there's like a camera facing their kid. Like, they get it, but they don't understand that, like, you can't walk behind them. It's not like the kid's face takes up the whole thing, or they're just kind of absent-minded. It happens for sure.
A lot of these parents of kids are our age, you guys. Like, these are parents in their 30s and 40s. Like, these kids are 8 years old. Like, a lot of the elementary school kids that are doing Zoom have parents that aren't too old, so they should know how it works. I think they just forget that, you know, what's going on, or think that they can get past really quickly. But everybody's seeing everything. I kind of love it, though.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I mean, I'm grateful that clip sort of exists. Sadly, we have to take another break, but up next, expert advice on landing a sugar daddy? Ooh, exciting. Plus, would you date someone who thinks gerbil jokes are the key to a woman's heart? Welcome back to Nightly Pop, you guys. All right, is dating not going so well for you in 2020? Don't you worry, you are not alone. Turns out there's some crazy-ass ways people are going about trying to find someone. Hunter, be excited. It is time for our newest segment, my favorite title ever. You know how hard I work on these. Sext and the City. Woo-hoo!
Well done, Morgan.
Our first bit of questionable advice comes straight from New York dating guru Tiffany Byra, who started her own forum on TikTok with advice like how to bag athletes and rich guys. Ooh, I love her. Or top tips to get a sugar daddy.
This is for my girls that are f***ing fed up of eating 99-cent pizza every night and are ready to date a 99-year-old that can give them some caviar.
Number one, give emotional attention. So yes, of course he wants to be with you because you're hot as f***. Like, look at you, who wouldn't? A lot of these men just don't want to feel like an ATM. They want at least a little emotional foreplay before you get that card withdrawal. Listen to his feelings while also getting a feel for his net worth. Two, set your terms and make sure it's someone you actually like. Remember, girls, they can buy you things, but they don't buy you. Like, just because he has money doesn't mean you have to like it. You're way too good to settle for a Bezos.
Settling in Bezos, I don't know if I'd put that in the same sentence. For me, I think that's not settling. But I don't know.
That's
what do you guys think?
Speaking for you.
That's speaking for a lot of people. Brilliant and smart and bright and rich. See how many adjectives I use for smart? The thing is, what I'm confused about is, like, if she's going to shell out all this advice, does she have a rich man to show for it?
Look at her profile says single New Yorker. So, girl, I love my young people, but I'm not taking dating advice from someone who's 23 years old. I'm sorry. You don't know anything at 23.
Okay, next up, weird dating app profiles. One guy says he's married with a baby on the way. Prefer the term collector to hoarder. Bonus points if you can look after my gerbil collection. But then he adds, and JK, single consultant who loves surfing, into daily exercise so I don't feel guilty when I grab ice cream. Your turn. Do you prefer swimming, dancing, or a 24-hour Netflix marathon? Jokes written down sometimes don't always deliver.
Hunter, did you write this?
No. When I had the dating apps, I had some funny it on there. So on Hinge, one of my prompts was, I would trade my kidney for ... And I wrote a better kidney.
Oh, make it stop. Is this a joke?
That's what you put on there?
Yeah, and I got laid because of it. Relentlessly, all the women would say,
Hunter,
I love the kidney bit. The kidney thing is what got you.
You got laid because you have abs and you're on TV. It wasn't that
100%.
Prompt.
All right, guys, sorry about that. That was so awkward. Okay, if you guys have ever seen a stranger in public but were too shy to say anything at the time, welcome to Craigslist's Missed Connections. One guy posted in part, looking to connect with the beautiful young lady from Walmart. You were blonde and in leggings and a black t-shirt. I was in your way in the aisle with the tuna. I can't believe I froze and couldn't find anything to say. That's romantic.
What?
This is romantic?
I mean, just that he was so captured by her leggings and black t-shirt.
And have you guys ever had that situation where you felt like you saw somebody and you should have said something?
One time on an airplane, there was somebody that I was like, God, and we just kept like circling each other. And then finally halfway through, I was like, what a puss. Like, how has he not said one f***ing thing to me? Maybe he just didn't like, whatever. No, he totally liked me. But yeah, that was the one time I should have said something.
Yeah. I kind of just actually had one recently.
Oh, I feel like you haven't had any misconnections based on our group chats, Nina. So what happened? Tell us everything.
Let's describe it just in case they're watching, okay? So, like, really describe. What are we looking for?
I don't want to.
You have to do it. Nina, what did he look like?
Yeah, Nina? Did this take place yesterday?
Okay, fine. I went to get my hair done. One of the guys from the barbershop came in, and he was, like, making conversation with me. And the girls that worked there were like, he never talks to anybody. And so, you know, and then they said that he said later, like, oh, she looked really cute or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, if he's watching, you was cute. You know, you were cute.
He's 100% watching. I heard in barbershops across America, Nightly Pop is the number one program played, so.
All right, you guys, we are out of time, unfortunately, but we will see you tomorrow at 11:30, as always, for a brand new Nightly Pop. We can't wait. And do not forget to season pass us and Daily Pop. That's the other show. So you never miss out on all of the fun we have. Bye.
Bye.